The Zayin of the Bay is 2 lines from the bottom. It says, the Kavod Asu Lo B'Maisai. It says in the Pasuk, the Kavod Asu Lo B'Maisai. Who is that? That's going on Chizkiya. Melamed Shayeshiva Yeshiva Al Kivrei. We know that Chizkiya, we learned this, if you remember, in Perek Chelek and Sanhedrin, that the Torah that was learned in this generation was never like it. For they baidik from Dan till Beit Sheva, and they didn't find a child of anything that wasn't a Baki and Tumah and Taira. So they were so appreciative to him that they made a yeshiva by his kever. Is that such a yeshivas? Forget.
They
could
do it on the
Kevah. Yeah. So Taisa says they have to do it 4 hours away. But like, what's this whole wowee that made a yeshiva by his kevah? I mean, you have it in a couple of places that they have people. Yeah, they have that. Yeah.
But basically, we're saying our
Torah
belongs is because of you.
It's
our
Shabbos.
This is what
you
gave us.
What? Yeah. I don't know. Oh, right, that's because they had no choice. It wasn't like they were...
Which one came first?
Right, yeah. So the pshat is pasha. The pshat is that, you know, why do you go daven to a mace? Also, the pshat is that, you know, you're giving him schusim to daven for you, and it also brings kedusha there. But anyways, Taisa says that obviously it wasn't in Tech Dal Ramis, because then you have Leig L'Rosh, which we know that means you can't go ahead and do things that the mace himself can't do. To Tehillim? How do you say Tehillim to him? It's a very good question. We know you don't have tzitzis out in front of him. How can you say Tehillim? So Tehillim, you're saying it for him to daven for you, so you're including him.
Maybe it's helping him also.
It's helping him also.
Oh, you give tzedakah in front of him is also good. If it says if you give tzedakah in front of a mace, then the mace is going to go ahead and daven for you.
How's that different than Zeh Chemishma?
What do you mean?
When you're wearing tzitzis, even you could do what he can't. He gets no schosim.
And
if you're doing something with his schos, he gets something.
It's not just zechanishmas. No, it's more zechanishmas. He's davening for
you. I can do this and you can't.
And you're davening for him. He's okay with that. When you're learning, when you're doing a mitzvah like that.
Why is that? Because you're doing it for his schos.
Do anything for his schos is my point.
You can't wear tzitzis on his behalf. You can't give tzedakah on his behalf either.
You can't. Yeah, you have oiftu on his behalf, but that's not what's happening over there. Yeah, it's all. I mean, you don't have to go ahead and. Pligi bar amnasim rabbanim. So Rav Nasan Rabban argued, Chada Mash Loisha, how many days they do this for? He says they made this yeshiva for 3 days? No. I don't know if there's a yeshiva, there's things going on there. you remember when Derry was in jail, they made a yeshiva outside the prison.
I mean, I watched a video yesterday of the Rav saying Baruch Hu in front of Rav Nachman's cave.
Baruch Hu?
Saying Davin Shachas and Big Eilu.
Yeah. And one says 7. So if it is a problem, how did you wear talisim over there by his kever?
How do you bechal daven? No, saying. Let's say you can say tell him how do you bechal daven and tefillah and everything.
Everywhere.
Yeah, Miron. I was just in these big places, Miron or Meir Balnes, wherever you go, the big places.
Some people
have
to go and daven.
Yeah, sure.
Are you talking about
supposed
to daven?
Right. It says Zal Ram's kever is okay.
Right. It's
some places it's not.
Why? It's never on top of the kever.
It's closer.
Yeah. It's worse, you mean. Right.
It's not really on the kever.
That's why you can handle all over. It's very depends on all over. It's such that one.
V'chad Am HaShiva, one says 7 days, V'am Milo Shloshim, and some said they did this for 30 days. Yeah. So the Achronim explained that there's different dagas of Shiva. You know, there's different dagas of Avelis. 3 is very strong. This is Chizkiya Melech Yehuda. What they do, what was the cover they did? 36,000 people. Rice kriya for them. Rip their clothing. For Chizkiya. Can you imagine how many people that was? means normally a child rips for a parent. Tamidim, very, very close Tamidim, ripped for the Rebbe. He had 36,000 people in Klal Yisrael who felt that they were Tamidim. The Rebbe Yehuda, Amar Rebbe Nechemya, but lefnei Achav asu kein, what's the big deal? This is in front of Achav. Ella, so I'll tell you a different matter. So what was covered also like in my set? Ella, she'nichu sefetayah amitasa. They put a sefetayah on his bed. V'amu, and they said, kayim zeh, mashakasu v'zeh. He was mekayim, Chizki was mekayim, what it says in the Torah. That's a big praise. What?
The fact it's not a big covet.
You're saying that it was the biggest covet. They did it even for Achav.
But they're saying it's the biggest covet, but you have to bring Achav for you. Gotta, I mean, the price has to bring him just to make a comparison to someone so evil.
And still, look what he had. So big deal. So obviously, it's not such covet. It's maybe just knew a lot of people. I'm saying whatever it was. It was a public person. He knew a lot of people, but it doesn't see, you don't see so much covet in it.
So we're saying that people to do evil, so they were grateful.
Right. So we're saying, Al-Shanicha Sevetayah Mitasa. So he put a Sevetayah. Now, how are you allowed to put a Sevetayah in someone's bed? You know, you're not allowed to sit on a place where the Sevetayah is sitting. So Tais is bothered with this question. Huh?
We stand up.
Even if you stand up, you know, that's a joke. Oh, that thing standing up is not, you know, you put it on the floor, standing up safer. There's no such thing.
Couldn't be the same level. That was
the same level, but not standing up. So Tais is bothered with this question that how are they able to put a Sefer Torah on a place where he was laying? This is a lot of halachas. This is a also how about sitting on a place where the tzuris are? Your tzuris of tefillin. I mean, it's davar kedusha itself. You're not supposed to sit. But how about the tzuris of tefillin? People aren't so machmir on this for some reason. But it really takes away from the people aren't so machmir on kedusha svarim. But Sefer Torah Zechazah. Sefer Torah Zechazah, the holiest thing. And you're not allowed to also, you're not allowed to stand, stam halacha, agav. You're not allowed to stand backwards to the Sefer Torah. That's why if you watch Mark, when they start laying the Sefer Torah, he stands the other way. What's very negeah when you open this, if you're getting psicha and you're opening down Kaidish, you're not supposed to open it while the guy's walking, and you open it. How am I saying?
No.
The guy's walking up with the Sefer Torah, and you're opening up. When it's going back, and your back is towards the Sefer Torah, so you should open it sideways. You should open it when you're standing on the side.
You know, I always wonder when you have multiple Sefer.
Yeah.
I mean, you have multiple ones. Then you're back. If you turn around this way, then you're back.
One is here, one is there.
You never have. How do you have that? Then you're allowed to.
Your back can't be to the Aron Kodesh.
On Kaddish ever, but on Kaddish, the hat is because it's just with an answer.
They should really put the beam in the front of the shul. Why are they always put in the middle?
Why?
Because most people sit in front of it. They don't turn around during
normally there aren't too many people in front, and normally they do. I think
the
they do.
The that you can't lure face each other. One around, guy's back is
said,
right.
Most people are sitting there.
Most people are sitting there. Yes, they are. No, that's not Mamash Mamash Mayachayev.
Here's
the problem with Mamash
Mayachayev.
Yeah, no, there's a time. I mean, it's a gay Simchas Torah. You take out a Sefer Torah and you're in this circle, and there's another circle, and you're in the back towards that circle. Okay.
There's certainly a hatter.
Why? Because of the Ibn Muhammad, that's not a Sefer Torah.
In a different way.
Right, no, you Ibn Muhammad, that's a Sefer Torah. Okay, so that's the next question. But anyways, so that's they put the Sefer Torah on the person's bed, on Chizki's bed, and they said, Kayim zeh mashakasu v'zeh. And that's a major praise. I mean, that means he was mechaim every single thing that it says. Okay. Now we also do this. When a big person is nefta, we also put it on the bed. So what's this? We're trying to say that there was no one like Chizki. Cover us and like none other. Here we see we do it. We take it out, the Sefer Torah, with a big person, but we don't put it on his bed. We also put it on a big person's bed, but kayim le'aminu, we don't give the husband and say, kayim zeh mashakasu b'zeh. No, it doesn't seem like it was saying that. Obviously,
You don't have to do it.
Tarsus
by the others.
Tarsus,
you have a
Tarsus. So obviously, the others also got a
bit of Tarsus. Well, I don't understand Tarsus kasha to begin with, because you can't sit down with the Sefer Tarsus. What's the man supposed to do if you put the Sefer Tarsus on him? He should get up?
No, we shouldn't do that.
But the Easter
is. Maybe he should get up. Yeah, it's such a question. Maybe he should get up. Amar Rabbi Baba Chana. Rabbi Chana said, Rabbi Zilna Ba'adei de Rabbi Yechanan. L'mishal Shmaitza, I went together with Rabbi Yochanan to ask him in learning. So what happened? So Kiaba Ayla Besakise, one time he went into the bathroom and Vavi Bi'ina Mine Milsa. V'loi Pashit Lan. We asked him something, he didn't know, he wasn't Pashit. Adam Mashi Yade. Till he washed his hands from the bathroom. Umanach Tvilin. He put on Tvilin and he made a bracha. Here you see, I mean, first of all, he wore Tvilin all day, but here you see that if you go to the bathroom and you have to make another bracha when you put on your tefillin. Anyways, so what?
Maybe.
Oh, so it's right. So some
Shanim
say.
No, you manach
tefillin mevarach. Yeah, Rashi Yotzei. No, some Shanim say. The Shanim say klal. Mevarach means that's what I was saying. The Shanim say klal. Mevarach means he made a bracha on tefillin. Yeah. Anyways, v'hoda amalon, and then he said, "Afilu kayim aminon." Even if by some people you do say kayim, but limeid le aminon, you don't say that he taught. So limeid is better than kayim. That means he taught the whole kol ha'Torah kula.
Who?
Chizkiyah.
Okay? Meaning he was answering this kasha and saying...
Right, he was saying even though...
Because we didn't say before limeid.
Right, no. He's saying even though some people, you did say kayim, you could say kayim, but limeid you don't say. In fact, Gemara v'am amar goda limeid is great, child. Limeid maybe the day ma'isa. So you see that Maisa is greater. The reason why Torah is great is because it brings you to Maisa. So you see, Kayim is greater than Limud. Right? If the reason why Torah is great is because it brings you to do it, so what does that mean? That means that doing it is just spitz, is better than learning it, than teaching it. So Bazai. Right, so what are you saying?
That's
doing the Maisa, is it? Yeah. That's why if someone, everything. Well, I was like, well, like kasha. Halamigma halag mure. Here is to learn, here is to teach. You're right, learning itself is better to do it, to do the maisa. But teaching is better than doing the maisa. Teaching others. Okay.
Is the teaching Torah including the learning?
Lulamid ululamid.
No, but teaching is.
But it has another maila of teaching also, so that's better than
that. No, that's what I'm saying. That teaching includes learning as well.
True.
And in Melech, it brings you to Maisa.
No, but you don't have time to do the Maisa.
Okay.
I'll tell you, Chatzkel Abramsky brought from this Gemara, he wanted to just write on his Tesefta. It's a beautiful page on Tesefta, Chazon Yechezkel. And he said from this Gemara that you see that the Shah was either giving teacher Talmidim or writing a Tesef. I don't see the Dimin so much, but anyways, so he said that he would rather teach Talmidim because it was a Rashiva. He'd rather be a Rashiva than write a Swam on Tesef because, like this, it says over here, Lamed is the biggest, is the highest Madrega. But I don't understand it because the Tesef was also teaching people. So
it was
the
person has to go.
But Yuzecha can reach more people with this after.
No, but they're doing it on their own. They're teaching themselves. So here, he's not teaching Talmidim. He has it open. If you
want to
learn it, learn it.
It's more
Lulamid,
he's saying. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Kasha for Maisa. But anyways,
Rebbe said Liman. Liman, right? He didn't say Lulamid. So we're touched with it.
Limit means he taught. Limit, he teach. Not little mit. Yeah. Ma'idichsiv says in Pasuk, Ashreichem zoyrei al kol moyim mishachir yegel ashrei v'achamar. That's Lashon HaPasuk. So what does that mean? If you do both, you learn and you do gemilas chasadim, zoycha l'nachal shnei shvatim. Yizoycha to nachal of shnei shvatim. Zoyrei is tzedakah v'chesed. So Ashreichem, geleibt is the person, Zayri HaKol Mayim, Mishalcha Yagel HaShay V'Hachamayis. Now, so we're touching that someone who is Oisik B'Tayeg Mez Chassadim, Zayri HaNachas V'Shvatim, what does that mean? Shenem Ashreichem Zayri, Ve'in Zriya El Tzedakah. Zriya El Tzedakah, Shenem HaVizayu L'Chem L'Tzedakah, The kitzur lefi chesed. Kitzur lefi chesed. So that's one. Ve'ein mayim ela teira. Mayim is teira. Shenem ha'i kol tzame l'chul l'mayim. So that's two, what he does. That's Ashechem Zer. And then we say, V'zeich l'nachas shnei shvatim, he's zeich to the nachas of shnei shvatim. That's Ashay v'achamor. What's that? Yosef and Yisachar. So zeich l'kila ki Yosef. What's kila? Kila is b'zunder chen. He's zeich to chen like Yosef. T'chsev ben payas Yosef b'nai tzad e'al eshur. So learning Torah and doing gemilas chasadim, learning Torah, he's zeich to chen like Yosef. And zeich l'nachas Yisachar, he's zeich to the nachal of Yisachar. T'chsev Yisachar chamor garim. So you see Yisachar similar to chamor. So it says shor and chamor. So again, so someone that's Isaac in Torah and gemilas chasadim, zeirei, a kol mayim is zeirei yitzdaka, kol mayim is Torah. So he's zeichah mishalchei regel Hashem v'chamor. He's zeichah the children of mishalchei regel Hashem v'chamor, which is shor is Yosef, chamor is Yisachar. Okay, so that's the skula of doing both. That means the maila is doing both. Is it's not that if you do one, you zeichah to one. If you do both together, then you zeichah to both. To children like Yisachar and Yosef. If
what's you put the tziyuv,
the tziyuv of Torah and Gemilas Chasadim.
Yisachar was had all the he was maver the shana and had all those people.
The power of what?
He was a lot of Russia about Benson.
I would see Yisachar was zeichah to all the Torah. Yeah. Is the Amri? Oyav Neiflin Lefanov. Some say that his enemies are going to fall for him. Ki Yosef, like Yosef. Again, the reason why we're being Madame Yosef, because by Yosef it says, Ale Shur, Shur. And the Pasuk says over there, Shachar Yagel Hashay V'achamar. So we're saying another mile of Yosef, the Neiflin Lefanov, Ki Yosef, Lechsev Behem, Behem Am Yenagach, Yachtav Afsi Oetz. And V'zeich Lebina Ki Yisacha. He's Yosef, the smartness of Yisacha, Lechsev, Ne Yisacha, Yoyde Bin Al Itim Ladas, Mayasu Yisrael. You know what to do with Klai Yisrael. Hadn lach Abba Avos. Zog to Mishnah. Ketzad regel muedes. What is the regel muad with? Now, because, I mean, it doesn't mean, a regel is always muad. Right? A can is sometimes it's tam a muad. A regel is always muad. So it just means, with what is he become a muad? What is a regel?
Why? What is kicks with the regel, it's no longer regel, it's tam.
That won't be regal.
That's a snapshot of what we call regal, not the first.
With what is the regular mood? Yeah. Zog the Mishnah l'shabe b'derech hilucha. It's darker b'kach. He breaks while he's walking. So then that he's chayiv nezak shalom. He's chayiv for every day. Habehema muedes lahalech k'darka. I have to understand what that means. Habehema muedes. The Gemara is going to explain. It says it l'shabe b'derech hilucha. U'l'shabe. To go and to break. Hoysim v'etes. What's mevayit? That's a shinui.
He's kicking.
Right. So this is not while he's walking. He goes ahead and kicks something. That's a shinui. That's a tell of the cat. So you pay chatzin ezek. Oisha yutzrayus menatzim mitachas agla. There were pebbles jumping up. He was,
While he was walking,
mitachas agla underneath his feet. And what happened? Vishavah sakelim. And then from there, he broke kelim. The pebbles broke the kelim. The pebbles, he was walking. So now the pebbles broke. Kelim shalom chatzin ezek. Why does he pay chatzin ezek?
Twirus. That's the
concept. So that means like this. That means there's two different. We're saying chatzin ezek here. There are two different chatzin ezeks. One is keren and one is twirus. One is regal. So that's bezunder halacha twirus. Bezunder halacha of.
That was what we learned before.
That was halacha moshim Sinai that you pay chatzin ezek, even though that's not keren. It's urche bekach. Still you pay chatzin ezek.
Even though it's regal.
And it's regal, it's ugh bekach.
That was the one exception we learned.
Yes, that's it's a type of regal.
Right, why not?
That it's a tell of the regal patas which is ram. Again, what's your question? Oh, why is it mentioned Karen, you mean? The first case. Right, Mevaetis, because it has to do with the feet. It's kicking. So that's why the Mishnah mentioned it, but that's a good question. I mean, it's not the same echlal. Yeah, but anyways. It's like this. So, Taisus, look at the 3, 4, 5 lines of Taisus. Agav the shovel, it's right, it's not kalahacha.
Yeah, it makes sense. You're talking about the regular
enemy. Feet.
So you're telling me what's not. I'm telling you what's also not a moon.
So what does it mean, the shovel, it's right? It's the pechatzin ezek. So not so much like we're saying, it's more the fact that that's what the Tetzer Ben Pared says. But anyways. Yeah, because that's it's right, when it's the time, because it's the Tal of the Karen, because it's not the Derech. So now, so the Mishnah is saying two things, right? So the Mishnah is saying that it went either Mevaetes or it was Tzairis that you pay Chatzinezek. Fine. Dar Salkli, that's very important to know that Mevaetes is not regular. Yeah. Dar Salkli, if it stepped on a Kli v'Shavata and it broke it. And then what happened? V'nafal Kli, it fell and it went on another Kli v'Shavrai. Yeah.
The Kli. A piece of the broken.
The Kli, right. V'nafal Kli. Then it went another Kli v'Shavrai. Al Arishon on the first one. V'sham Nezek Shalom, because that's considered regular regal. And regal, you pay Nezek Shalom. V'ala Acher M'sham Chatzin Nezek. On the second one that broke, you pay Chatzin Nezek because that is Tzairis. And we know Tzairis pays Chatzin Nezek. Hatanagoylim muadin hatanagos muad lahalech kedarkon to go normally ul the shabbat and to break.
How would you think
so? We don't know normally that a tanagol breaks things. It's a little type of
it's an animal.
I'm saying, but it's a little thing. It's just going to break kalim and it walks. Hey, the shah goes ahead and breaks kalim. A tanagol.
Well, how could break it apart?
It's very not what I thought.
Maybe it's not ucha. It's not a normal
it's not thing.
To break things all the walks. It's
considered regal?
Yeah.
I mean, what if he does it with his feet?
While it's walking.
While it's walking. It doesn't have to be with his feet.
Yeah.
I would say with
feet, could do
it with the wings too. Yeah. That's normal. If there was this lil that was tied on his feet.
I think it got tangled.
Yeah.
Because if it was tied. Then
yeah, we'll see later. We'll see in the Gemara if it does. Yeah. Oishayim Ahades. Umeshabes Akelim. Yeah, it was hopping around, jumping around. And it broke Kalim. So Mishalim Chatzin Nezek, it pays Chatzin Nezek. So now, I just want to say the question is like this. The commissioner said a case that it broke this Kli broke another Kli. So we say you pay Nezek Shalem for the Urche, right. and Chatzin Nezek for
Tzairis.
So now, the question is like this. Let's say an animal goes ahead and eats apples together with the clothes, the bag of the apples. Do you pay Chatzi Nezek for one and Nezek Shalom for the other?
No.
Because
it's not the derech to eat the bag?
It's not
Tzairis.
No, it's not
Tzairis. No, I'm asking another question.
It's
time. It's time. It means, or you say... Right, Shane is on the Paris. Eating, but the guy's eating it together in one gulp.
No, maybe it's two separate things. Why would you pay it's one gulp? It's one meiser.
So that's my question.
No, this is not one meiser.
And still, even if
it's
one meiser,
what do you say? It's the second meiser.
But is it normal?
True. So I'm saying, but you see that in one meiser, one act that he did,
it can be chayav. In order to get to the apples, he needs to eat the bag.
In other words, that seems normal.
Love that. Right,
maybe
it's
a mushroom.
If the apples are in a bag, it's normal to eat the apples.
So what's the shayav? The shayav is like this.
I think it's normal. Is it normal?
The shayla is, do I go bussa? The shayla is like this, a very lamdish shayla. Do I go bussa what's in his mouth, and what's in his mouth is urchei? Or I go bussa what he was mazik? That means the maisi, he was mazik because he was eating his out the blueberries together with the box. So when the box has value to it. So mele, his act is the urchei to act. So I don't care what else is going on there, because since right now he's eating something which is urchei, so he's chayav on the eating. Or the nekuda is eating the chiyuvim on what he was mazik. And we bowed this, he was mazik, is urchei de gazik, the blueberries is urchei de gazik, and the box is not. So mele, I'm done. This is a clever, the chayim clever.
They should both be Karen, because it's not the urchei to get to the
Meichel. Rav Meza has a third side. That the Meichel itself becomes lav urchei. I don't know what that's about. Yeah.